guys? Welcome back to the Collective Podcast. I'm your host, Devin Simmons, taking the glasses off. Back again. It's been 6 months since the last time we talked on the podcast.
It was the summer.
Yeah, it was like July. So the last time we talked, you didn't have too much out. You only had
LYK
out. Yep. And now here we are.
Yeah.
A butterfly's effect is out right
it
now.
It's out.
It's going crazy.
All platforms. Let's do it.
It's been a long time coming. I'm very proud of you. Let me start right there. Because I remember the first time I saw you after I graduated. Uh-huh. And it was like a football game. You were like, damn.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, it's Tyland. And I pulled up on you. And I was like, dude, where's the album out? Because you were promoting an album. Mm-hmm. And you were like, it's coming soon. But there's like issues. And I was like, all right, bro.
So many issues.
And from then, which I think that was 2017, mm-hmm. it might have been 2016. That from now, it's out. It's essentially the same album. You've been working on all of these songs
yeah.
since then.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, 2017 is actually very accurate. It's a very accurate year.
Yeah. So before getting into like the meaning of the album, because okay. I have a lot of questions regarding what that whole thing means to you. What was the process like? Like how, just based on what we just said, we're talking 4 to 3 years mm-hmm. of working on all these songs. What was all of that like?
Okay. So originally, because you said like in 2017, I've like been working on a couple songs like that you've heard on yep. the album.
Yeah.
Okay. So originally I was supposed to be putting a 5-song EP together for Def Jam.
Yeah.
And for a showcase I was supposed to do in Houston that was just like iffy in terms of communication and trying to get there and doing all this stuff. So I ended up not doing it. But like that really kind of was the hold up. Mm-hmm. Was like, because I was like holding these 5 songs or like trying to make these 5 songs, you know, for this label yep. that I was supposed to be going to. And I really didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, like I didn't know, like, am I supposed to hold these songs? Am I supposed to, like, I didn't, yeah, like I just was clueless and like in the blue of what I was supposed to do with these songs. But then after just like being true to myself, like just like in terms of like what the situation really is, and like I just have to do this for myself, you know
yeah.
what I mean, like
yeah.
one, I'm too small, like, you know what I mean, I felt like I was too small to be going to a label anyway to be like showcasing or doing anything
yeah.
you know what I mean, based off of being taken advantage of at 2017. I was 16, you get me,
yeah, so, super young,
super
like,
young,
like I'm just thinking about how like kind of like intimidating that yeah. probably could have been, because like, you know, you feel like you a grown nigga when you like 16.
Yeah,
like,
nah,
you get into
bro.
Like the wrong like little spaces, like
bro,
I am
nah.
not grown.
Yeah, you turned into a kid
real yeah real quick
instantly, bro.
Yeah,
so like yeah, like I just didn't, I was 16 and like just I just didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
so like I just ended up just like being like, all right, I'm gonna do this for myself. I'm gonna just make more songs. I just kept creating more, just kept doing my thing. And the next thing you know, like, I had like so much music. Like, so I was just like, you know, I'm gonna just put out an album. Like, I'm just
yeah.
get this ready to go.
And in July, how ready was this album? Because that was when we did our podcast, and I felt like we listened to like a good amount of what was on the album.
So in July, I think, so yeah, like 5 songs were done already.
Yeah.
So like I had 5 songs, and then I think I just went back in the catalog, like went back in my library and just like started to pick out my favorites and
yeah.
songs that I felt like deserved to like showcase my first, you know, talent.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
And I think you did that, 'cause yeah. I think the first compliment, because it took me a day, because when you dropped it, I was doing something where I was like not able to listen to it. But
mm-hmm.
like when I got home, I was like, Tyler, we getting it.
Yeah.
And I was like, nigga, there's like 5 different styles of music on here. I was like, Tyler did it. Like he did exactly what I envisioned he would do. He would
yeah.
like get in his bag in an R&B way, get in his bag in a very melodic rapping way, then get in his bag with like switching up the whole fucking vibe based on the beat. I was like, He did it. He yes, fucking sir. He fucking did what I knew he
appreciate
could do.
Appreciate that, man.
So, I guess the next point to talk about, just the process, because I know that that's a big part of an album, but mm-hmm. like the other process is like a theme. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'm wrong here, but like I think a lot of what I got from A Butterfly's Effect, which we got to talk about the title and what that means to you, mm-hmm. is I got a lot of growth.
Yeah.
Like a lot of like, I'm anticipating the next step in my life and I really want to rush, but I know I have to be patient. Am I off on that? Or?
No, you're very correct.
Okay, cool. Because I got a lot of that on, especially like 21, mm-hmm. I think is the name of the song. I was like, can't wait to be 21 and do whatever the fuck I want. But also, you know, literally, but also metaphorically, I want to be in a space where I can do whatever the fuck I want as mm-hmm. an artist. But
Yes, right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I got that right.
Very
so,
true.
Along with those things that I picked up on, what were some of the things that you were trying to get by with this record?
With 21?
Or, I mean, if you want to go by individual songs, sure, but the whole album. Yeah.
Man, like, I think you pretty much hit it spot on in terms of change and in terms of growth. Like, I feel like that is the biggest thing, not with myself, but, like, with everybody. You know what I mean? Like, we all have to be accepted with change and accepted with growing within ourselves. You know what I mean? Because, like, especially with what's going on right now and, like, you can be very susceptible to thinking that, like, this is just, like, a simulation. Like, this thing is just, like... You know, like, it's so, like, scheduled and everything is so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like, I just wanted to, like, for everybody to know that, like, you can live your dream. Like, you can do whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? When you put your mind to it and when, you know, when you literally accept it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because that's what it takes first is noticing it yourself. Like, noticing it in your mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, like, I am going to be this. I am going to do whatever I set my mind to, you know what I mean? And, yeah, like, and it was dropped on my birthday.
It was. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
I think I just complimented the album not even noticing it was your birthday.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is hard. I didn't even say happy birthday.
You're good, bro. Because
how
really,
old are you now?
20.
Yeah,
crazy.
Like me and your ass when you were 15.
Right.
Like, Jesus
Christ. 20 years old.
They're all fucking old now, guys.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I dropped it on my birthday, and like that was like a big thing. Like 21, like you know what I mean. Like it was just like it was change for me.
Yeah.
Like stepping into, I don't want to say adulthood. I mean, I guess.
I mean, yeah,
I guess it's adulthood.
Yeah,
but yeah,
sure.
Like stepping into that, but also stepping into my dreams, stepping into all of my opportunities.
Yeah.
You know? Sorry, I dragged that out.
No. I that's what we're here for. This podcast is all about A Butterfly's Effect,
right.
And I think that it deserves that. That's why I hit you up almost instantly because I was like, dude, it surpassed expectations, and I guess really. The next question would be A Butterfly's Effect, the actual title. Because
mm-hmm.
I know there's a butterfly effect theory.
Yeah.
Not too...
It stems from that.
Okay.
It stems from small changes can create big events. You know what
I
mean?
Gotcha.
Like, that's like literally the whole... Like, that's a very simplified version of the butterfly's theory.
Okay.
But that's pretty much the gist of... What it is that small things or small steps, small occurrences, like can just create a wave of like something big.
Yeah. And how do you find that applicable to you?
Because I have to take, I've like, I'm doing this on my own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's hard. Like,
right.
It's hard doing this on your own. And I'm always about the big picture. Like, I'm always just about, like, seeing the bigger picture and the big, like, you know what I mean? But that's not always, like, that's cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you always need to see the bigger picture. But how are you going to take steps to get there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to get to that big picture? And I get so obsessed with the bigger picture that I forget to take the small steps, you get what I mean, to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, so I had to literally like chill myself out because I get overwhelmed by so much things that I have to do, that I have to like yeah, all the things that I have to do that, yeah, I lose that focus. Yeah. So, like, now I got to sit myself down. I got to chill. And now I got to focus on everything one at a time.
Yeah.
Because then once you focus on one of those things one at a time, they all are going to mesh
into, come together.
Yeah, and come together.
It's building blocks.
To the big picture.
So I think that just plays into growth a lot more. So you went into this with... So, okay. Now that you're giving me a little bit more... insight into what was going on in your head making this. When did you feel like that theme started becoming solidified? Because I gotta be honest, I don't think you had that when you started.
No.
Because like that would be insane if it was like a damn butterflies effect from like 2017 to now. Like that'd be insane, which sometimes that happens, but it's so early in your career. But like when did that idea become more solidified?
Okay, so
whoa.
The original.
I had to. Oh, that was a good one.
These are weak.
ADHD.
Okay, no. But no. So the title, the original title, like back in like 2017.
I forget.
So it was called Before 18. Like that was going to be the real like title or whatever. But it still had the message of change and growth. Like,
yeah.
That was always like the message. And like NG, me and Raph, or AKA NG Rafiki, whatever.
Yeah.
But
shout out to the homie.
Homie. But he actually, like, we went out, we to my trailer Echo Mill. I found a spot where it was like a split up between, you know, it was like a dirt trail and then like a rock trail.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, bro, like I want a transparent version of myself on this side and I want me walking towards that way. But like to represent like two separate paths, but like you have to take both or like whatever path you take, there is no wrong path, blah, blah, blah. But that was like the main focus of like what it was before. So I feel like when it started to change, I think when I got the album cover done, like, because I've always been fond of the butterfly. The butterfly is just, like, it's pretty. It's symmetrical. Like, it's delicate yet, like, powerful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, and there's so much meaning behind it, especially that applies to me and my life. You know what I mean? Because I've had to be the caterpillar. Like, I've had to, like, you know, crawl and eat and do all of that. You know what I mean? I'm still, like, you know? I still feel like I haven't, like, shaped into this butterfly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like it's just so, so relevant, you know, to everybody.
Yeah.
So I got the album cover made, and then, like, I told him what I wanted. Like, I told him that I, and that was just off of pure thought, like, just pure thought of, like, I want my face exploding with a whole bunch of butterflies symbolizing change, symbolizing my growth, symbolizing what I'm gonna be doing next in my near future. And I just saw that, and like I got the colors, and I got the colors from Miriam, a girl I used to chill with, but she can see auras. She can see like auras and see like colors on people.
Yeah.
And her, she would always say like, "You're so blue to me. You're so blue." And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
So I looked it up.
Yeah.
And like, there's actually like studies on like people who can actually see colors around people.
Really?
And like see their chakras or see like their energy.
She was kind of like one of those like crystal girls.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, like sort of. Yeah.
I know a couple of those.
But yeah, like she could, but she didn't even know. Like, this is what made me like be like, oh yeah, you're correct. Like,
yeah,
like I can, you're credible, because she didn't know what I was talking about. Like, this is just something she would just say off whim.
Yeah,
like say off whim, like had no idea,
just energy.
Yeah, just didn't know like what she was talking about. Like, she just felt like, oh, I can see colors. Like,
yeah.
So then like I look it up and I see the study and I'm seeing like, oh, people can actually do this. And then I was like, and I look it up and like the blue and purple chakra is like up here, and it's like a very strong like energy and all this. So I got the colors from that scheme.
Yeah.
And yeah, like that's really,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
So at that moment it was just like, this is
and
it.
And then, yeah, it just felt natural. Like, yeah, it felt like this is what I was supposed to do. And then, like, I just started posting more pictures on Instagram with, like, more bluish tints, like, purplish tints.
I noticed that.
Yeah, like,
I didn't know what that meant, but, yeah, like, I was like,
but it was alluding.
Yeah.
It was definitely alluding. Damn, to what was going
Tylan,
on.
Tylan, you're a fucking artist. Because I definitely, like, started picking up on that theme. I didn't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I had no idea when the album was ever going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
But as that started, like, coming close to it, you could start seeing, like,
seeing, like, how it just,
yeah, damn,
it's really started to come together. And I'm, like, looking at it, I'm like, whoa, like,
yeah,
like, this is really, like, starting to become, like, a whole
thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. So let's get into, like, individual songs. And personally, what is your favorite? Because I can tell you my favorite, and I think you already know my favorite. Do you know my favorite?
Lost in the Moment.
Lost
in the Moment.
So I guess we can talk about that first, and okay, then we can get into your favorites.
Yeah.
But what was the process with that one? Because when you showed me that in July, and then you, like, were starting to sneak it, like, as, like, you were gonna put it on your album, and I was like,
yeah,
yes, because I was like, dog, this shit is about to blow.
No.
What was that moment like? Because I remember you explaining it, but I, you know, for the podcast.
Yeah. So basically, like, I had made that beat. That beat is like a guitar sample I took and, like, reversed it,
mm-hmm,
and, like, laid it out on, like, on a piano key. I mean, on the piano keys, and then, like, I was just, like, playing around, like, what sounded good.
Yeah.
And, like, I came up with just that beautiful, like, reversed sound you get. But, like, I made that, and, like, I made this beat first time I ever used 808s.
Whoa.
Ever.
Like, for real?
Yeah, like, first song where I was like, okay, I'm gonna use 808s, like,
yeah,
I'm gonna actually, like, try to do this.
Damn, that's, so you made that beat?
Oh yeah.
It sounds great.
Oh yeah.
So, okay, before we get into that, because that's, I mean, we gotta encompass the whole album before,
right,
we get into individual.
Right.
So
okay.
How much of this is you producing this?
Every song except for Tonight and, okay, Rewind.
Okay.
Yep.
Damn, dude. It's a lot of songs. I had no idea you were producing.
Yeah.
You got good.
Man.
You got good, because I remember hearing some of your earlier beats, I think.
Uh-huh. And they were all right.
They were good.
They were all right. It's solid. It's like,
give yourself credit, Young Buck. You got it,
but,
bro.
But no, those beats that are on this album are probably, like, my,
yeah,
favorite beats,
your best work,
bruh. Like, I, yeah, love them
for sure.
I love them.
All right. Yeah. Well, getting back into Lost in the Moment.
Lost in the Moment. But yeah, so first time I used 808s, like, and I was just like, I'm gonna do this, and, like, it just happened. Like I had recorded the first verse, like, barely though. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's like a freestyle. Like, it's just like I just got on the mic and just, like,
felt it, yeah,
and, like, I just did one take, and I was just like, and I didn't record it after. Like, I did not touch my recording after I recorded it that first time.
Damn.
And then, like, Engie or Rafiki came over, and he was just there. Like, and he was just hearing the beat. He was like, bro, I really like this beat. And I was like, bro, you can get on it, because I have no idea what I'm going to do for the second verse. Like,
yeah.
Like, I was really, like, just lost in, like, how I was going to approach it. So he was like, he agreed to get on it, and I was like, all right, bet. And then he recorded, we wrote out his verse, and then he recorded it that day, and yeah.
And he wrote that beat, like.
Wrote it, bro.
God, because, like,
three
when
to the dome. Pick a 5 feet, lead to home.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Go where you want.
I'm telling you, when we went in your room, and you were playing, like, you played us three songs before you played Lost in the Moment,
mm-hmm,
and you were like, yeah, I got Engie on it. And I was like, what? Yeah. Like, he rapped on it? Or he was like, kinda, he, like, saying this, he just wrote the beat. And I was like, play it right now, I don't give a fuck. I was like, nah, he did not do that. And then I was like,
right
to the boat. I got up onto the mic steps. I was like, no way Ninji did that shit. I
right
was like,
left.
And this is a public announcement, Ninji, get back in a fucking studio and go hard, bro,
get
because that had no right going that hard.
No right.
But
right, left.
Dog. Oh man.
Snapped.
It was, I was like, snapped. Yes, that's bruh, a moment.
You know, sometimes like I hear that song and I like hear his part and I just like repeat it. Like,
oh, me too. The first listen of the album. Yeah. And I was geek too. So I was just like,
bruh.
Yeah. My young boy did that. He did that.
I always go back on his part. I'm like, hey, bro. Like,
and the chorus is great too. Bro. We ain't gonna short you, bro. Like the whole shit's hard.
Well, yeah.
No, so
that's a vibe.
Yeah, man. And I got the next song was my favorite too.
Get Away.
Dog.
Yeah.
Dog.
That was straight vibes.
I can tell.
Straight vibes.
So like, the parentheses freestyle on it. So it was just kind of like, kind of the same thing, bruh, but just
one,
going in.
One take,
going.
Like, because that's what I do. Like,
you did that beat?
Am I right? Yeah, I do. I made that beat.
Okay, so that's inspiration on that beat, because that's kind of my get down. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if you know Miramasa by any chance.
I do not.
He's this guy from the UK, does like house and mm-hmm. hip hop stuff, and like has that similar bounce like that. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. Like, I was like, Tylan, why are you, I didn't know you had this like in your clip, bro. Like, I was like, bruh, when did you feel like that was like something you wanted to do? Like, where you were like, I'm gonna switch my style, because mainly your style has been R&B.
Yeah, like
for a long uh-huh. time. When did you were like started incorporating different sounds,
man,
similar to Get Away?
Like, I don't know. I just like my uncle Eddie. Shout out Uncle
legend.
Eddie. He's like, yeah, he's
a freaking legend.
Yeah, he's crazy. But big fan of house. Like,
okay.
Huge fan of house music. Like,
yeah.
Huge. Like, and like, I don't know, like the way that they dance to it, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like straight vibes. Like,
oh yeah.
Like something about you being at a rave, or just something about you just not caring, you're just like
just feeling it.
Straight, like, and everybody wants that.
Yeah,
everybody wants that feeling. Same as me, you feel
yeah.
me? Like, same
yeah.
as I. Like, I just, and I make music of what I want to feel or what I want to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not necessarily like I don't have a plan or anything of like what I'm gonna do when I'm going in, like, especially like making a beat.
Yeah,
but like that one, I was feeling house. Like, I was feeling like I want to be at a rave, like, lit with lights and like, you know, like,
yeah,
and that's the vibe I was getting. And like, and what's crazy about that song is like, I tried writing lyrics to it.
Mm.
I tried to like sit down, write lyrics, do the whole thing, because it is like such a, it seems like a song. Like,
yeah,
it seems like, and that was me like just freestyling, trying to get the gist of it. But like, every time I tried to re-record it, I could not capture the same feel as that.
Yeah.
I could not capture the same thing.
So, simultaneously, you kind of found a new process of writing songs.
Mm-hmm.
Which, before, were you, like, very strictly, like, lyrics, chorus?
Well, no.
Bridge?
So, what I do is I start by freestyling. I always start by freestyling.
Yeah.
And, like,
just trying to find, like,
yeah,
a skeleton.
The skeleton of, like, what's gonna, like, happen.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, and that's what I was doing there. Like, I was just trying to find the skeleton, but
yeah,
I could not, like, match it. Like, I, when I say, like, the beat was changing in my headphones. Like, I would, like, take the headphones off, listen to it out loud, and it would sound like the song. Then when I would try to put it in my ears to re-record it, it's the bass, like, switch pitches, or, like, it, bruh, I could not copy it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, when I say I could not
duplicate it. Yeah.
I cannot duplicate it.
Yeah. Damn.
And I was just like,
it's just energy.
Yeah.
That seems like a reoccurring thing. Wow. So this album has a lot of levels now, because the process showed you that energy always wins.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just talking about energy growing up
yeah.
through the whole album.
Dumb. Yeah, man.
Like, so if you haven't listened to this fucking album yet, I hope that this little explanation got you to listen to it.
I hope so.
It's so good, dude. It's really good. So, getting off of my favorites, because I think those are probably going to end up being, like, the ones that, like, go. But what are some of your favorites on here? If not all of them, which I know you love them all. I love them all, too, but those are two that stand out for sure. Also, did you sample Maroon 5? Because I heard the bass line from doo, doo, doo.
Sorta.
It sounds good though.
Not a sample.
Nah, but you just
so like kinda like it's kind of a sample, but in terms of like, cause it's all in different keys. Like I played everything out. So like it's sorta like it's alluding. Like I got a lot of inspiration.
Yeah,
from
facts,
them.
Facts.
Like, they
yeah.
are like. Like, and you're gonna see a lot more inspiration from Maroon 5 like later in life.
Okay, cool.
But like, yeah, it is like Maroon 5 allude though.
Yeah, yeah.
But like,
for sure.
It's different.
Yeah, it's dope. I loved it because I was listening to it yesterday when I was doing some work. I was like, I never really noticed, but this sounds like that. Yeah, I was like, that's
and then,
dope.
But like, then you go back to that song and you're like, oh.
Yeah,
like,
it's different.
This is not.
Yeah, it's totally different. It's totally. That's why it was like just like a sprinkle.
Yeah, no, it
that.
Is. It is a Maroon 5. Like, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Is. So, getting back, what was your some of your favorites on here?
Don't Mind Me is crazy.
Don't Mind
Me. That's a crazy song. Just in terms of like the layers on that song, like it probably has like the best, like melodies and. Like harmonies, like I love that track. It was very fun to make.
Yeah,
like that was a fun track to make.
Yeah,
because just like fun fact about that song, like that was actually the first song I learned on piano was This Love. Like before I took piano lessons, before I took anything, like back in 2008, like 2009, like I learned. This Love on the piano as like my first song.
Wow.
And like I'm talking like both hands, like doing that, like I just wanted to learn this song. And like I started taking piano lessons. You know, I was taking piano for like 10 years.
I know.
Yeah.
You were a prodigy. I remember you'd go like to like piano competitions in between marching band and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're good at piano? He's like, dude. I was like, oh shit, he's actually like really, really good.
But yeah, like so it's just crazy how like that was like my first ever song, like
yeah.
Like who would have known 13 years later, like I was gonna be using that for a beat. Like that was like a building block of like years, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man,
like, who
that's
would've
crazy.
Known that was gonna be like a song.
It just
like,
stuck with you.
Yeah, it stuck.
Wow.
And like I mean like I used to play the shit out of that song. Like, like, would get on your nerves. Like, bro, I don't want to hear this song
anymore. No
but, like, I needed to learn it, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's crazy. Because, like, that was, like, a building block. It was.
That's crazy.
It was a step.
So, I guess to even, like, match that energy, like, what do you feel like were some of your inspirations going through here? And then we can get into, like, who you're working with closely with this record. Because I feel like whoever has been around you in the last 3 years or the process of it, especially in like the last few months of it, like, cause I know you were working with, YBG, RT and all those guys.
Yeah.
Who did you feel like were artist wise, who was really inspiring you as far as music goes? And then who do you feel like was closely working with you that like really inspires you?
So like SZA.
SZA. Okay.
SZA's fire.
Facts.
SZA is a goat.
Her new song's crazy.
Bruh. Like, I love her, bro.
I love her, too. Probably in a different way, but I love her, too.
Bro, I love her, bro.
I'd marry her.
Marry that girl, bro. And I'm fighting whoever marrying her, bro. Like,
I mean, we can go out.
On me, though. But
no,
like,
that's facts.
But, like, she's just such a genius, bro.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, just TDE in general, bro. Like, geniuses.
I mean, Schoolboy Q is my favorite rapper.
Bro, like, all of them, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they are so great. And, like, I love how even, like, her team just, like, affects her and, like, how they just, like, work with her and how, like, they want her to sound. And she's such an inspiration to me just because nobody's doing it better.
Right.
Like, nobody.
No, that's fine.
Nobody's doing this shit better, bro.
Yeah.
Like, than SZA and TDE. Like,
they move as a collective, man.
Bro,
no pun intended.
Nobody's. Yeah. <Doo-doo-ch. laughs>
Right.
But yeah, not for real, though.
So, a lot
nobody's
of SZA
doing better.
Inspiration.
Bro, yeah. Like, she's just a goat.
Yeah.
Like, Pharrell.
Pharrell. Yeah.
Pharrell.
I remember you saying that in the first podcast.
A goat. Yeah. And then, like, people who are close to me that's been inspiring me, bro. Like,
tell me more about this YBGRT guy, because I saw you did a show with him, and I've never really heard of him, but I've been listening to a lot of his music lately.
So YBG is Young Bread Goons. It's just like,
okay,
we're just, it's like my team, my group.
Gotcha.
You know, just friends that are down to make music, you know what I mean? Like, and just spread positivity and love through the universe, you know what I mean? Like, like that's all we are. And Reed, one of the main founders in YBG, like, that's my good friend.
Okay. So YBGRT is a group.
So YBGRT is an artist. That's Reed.
That's Reed. Okay. Reed. That's what I thought, because the way you said it was like, it sounded like a collective.
Yeah. So like, yeah, but YBG separately is like a collective. Okay. It's a group.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I got to tap in.
Yeah, but we all are individual artists. Like I said, like we are all like, we're all YBGRT is one person, Jay Wags, Anna Crusell.
Okay.
Tylan Jones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like that's who I'm moving with though.
Okay.
But like, you know, I also, we got Attic Gang.
Okay.
That I've been like closely working with. They're doing their thing. So like, yeah, like there's like no, like I'm mostly like associated with them.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, like we move
just as a group.
Yeah.
As
one. But
just,
but we can do whatever you want. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, because, like, you can be signed to YBG right now. You know what I mean? Like, you can be signed to YBG right now, and you would not, like, it's like a non-disclosed, like, contract. It's like, like, if you have something better that you feel like you can go on and do, you can do that. Like, you're not stuck like to this.
Obligated.
You get what I mean? You're not, there's no obligation in YBG at all.
Like, okay, so this is more of a creative creative group, just trying to like find something to do and like really just like do what you love at the same time.
And just and to have support behind it. And
yeah.
To have a team behind you doing it. You get what I mean?
That's such a great idea. I love that.
So it's not, so you can be signed to us. You can do all of that. We can have the paperwork, do all of that. But there is no obligation of you sticking to us. You get what I mean? Because we are still YBG. You get what I mean? Like, like we are still going to be us. And like, we don't care about the money that's being made, because the money that is being made by each artist is going back into you.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even affect us at all. Mm. So like,
okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that concept.
Yeah.
I gotta get in contact with him, because I'm alone. I liked him on the song that he was on your album, and I was like, he sounds great. And then I looked him up on IG, and I saw y'all did a show.
He knows about you, man.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, he knows. He's been watching your stuff too. So like, yeah, you're
how through you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of
word.
Course.
All right.
Of course.
I was just like, oh, he's just been paying attention to what I'm doing.
Nah.
Yeah. Cool.
So so I'll definitely let him know.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Tap in. He's probably watching this already.
Or we can have the whole gang in here, bro.
No. Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
So the album is great.
Yeah.
And has a lot of themes of growth. And I think my last question regarding the album is just like, where do you think that this will end up, like, placing you as an artist? Because, like, I think this is a concept record, and it's your first fucking record. Where do you think, like, people are going to... Do you think this is going to be, like, a lasting effect where people are going to come back and be like, yo, this is, like... This is this shit. Like, this is the craziest shit. Because I think I do that with a lot of artists where
you hear like a debut or something.
Yeah, and like, it's just like you kind of like don't even like really pay attention to it, but then you go back to it later, and it's like, yo, he was fucking on one. And I'm already on that right now, but I think a lot of people are gonna be like that, where it's like, yo, Tyler was on one on a Butterfly's Effect.
I think that this is definitely gonna have that effect of like me dropping later projects, because I do have another project coming out. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
Yeah, but I definitely feel like people are going to come back. Like, I feel like this record is one where people are going to add it, and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
It's going to stay in the
Stay in the catalog. And then I feel like there's a lot of songs in this album that are going to resurface.
Yeah.
Definitely going to resurface.
Why rush greatness? Like, it's going to come.
Come, right.
And
it's going to come.
I think that's very applicable to you, because even if this doesn't, well, you're not going platinum this year.
No, I'm not.
But I trust, it's coming. And this is going to be the one they go back and is like, damn, I should have been on him in 2021. They're going to be pissed off. And I'm going to be like, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you. And you didn't listen. But greatness is coming.
That's
coming.
Real.
That's for real, man. I'm really that's proud real. Of you. So
love that question.
Yeah, for sure. So growth is all over this, and it's always about what's next and not looking behind you. So what's next for Tylan?
What's next, man? I got a project in the works with the guy who produced LYK.
Okay.
And he actually did really kind of...
Who is up?
Dak.
Dak, okay.
Yeah. I talked about him in the last...
Yeah, you did.
But we're actually going to be dropping just like a collaborative album for in this spring.
Okay. That's quick.
Yeah, that's quick.
Because, I mean, preface, this is like, I think this is what, 3 weeks out from you releasing it? Actually 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quick turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, we're stretching it. I mean, like, it can be done, though. I mean, like I could drop one right now.
Yeah, for sure. I know you could because you got mad music in your computer, bro. You got mad music.
It's really me trying to, like, yeah, I am kind of rushing it a little bit, but like I need to keep people like in tune.
Yeah.
And like knowing that, like, yeah, we still got stuff coming out, but like I still want this album to breathe, though. You know,
yeah,
like
for
it
sure.
still needs to breathe and it still needs to.
Yeah, man, it's early.
You know,
it's very early. Because
the website is now up.
Yeah.
You know, TylanJones.Weebly.com.
It will be in the description.
It
definitely,
will be.
Definitely go buy some merch, because the merch he was talking to me about, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, merch is dropping. Like, it's crazy. No, like, so, like, yeah, like, the album still has some time to breathe. Like, maybe do a couple, like, tours, college tours, like, do a couple performances or whatever. So, like, yeah, that stuff still needs to be done.
Yeah.
But, yeah, project, but a lot of music still coming out.
Yeah, for sure. So, I guess one more question about the album, and then we'll just, like, really wrap it
up.
But, like, it's not even really about the album. I guess this is kind of, like, the nature of dropping an album in the middle of a pandemic.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel the effects of that, like, in general? Like, does it feel like, damn, I wish I could, like, immediately, like, do a tour and then, like, everybody pull up? Because people pull up, but, like, it's definitely different in these times. But, like, do you feel that effect in any way?
I feel like... this is when I was supposed to drop it.
Like, okay, so
right
it didn't
then,
even matter.
Like, it doesn't. Like I definitely feel that in terms of, like, yeah, like, we can't do tours like we want to. We can't. Yeah. But, like, I feel like that was, like, it's
the
straight.
Moment.
Like, it's straight.
You're like, just trusting.
Yeah,
moment.
I'm, like, really trusting it. Because, like, why? Like, why now? Why on my birthday? Why in the middle of this pandemic? Why? Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I could have dropped it way long ago, like, not on my birthday, on a random day when stuff wasn't going on, you know what I mean? So I definitely feel like that this album is going to be used in a way to kind of help people in this time, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of relatable tracks on there, where, like, people are really, like, relating to them and really, like feeling some type of way, and I feel like that it's really been, like, setting this inspiration within my peers, you know what I mean? Like, it's been really, like, very inspiring for a lot of people to see me, like, actually, like, trying to do this, you know what I mean? Because I'm not the only one that wants to see me succeed. Like, there's a lot of people that want to see me succeed, and there's a lot of people, and that's what's helping me, you know what I mean? Is that, like, other people want to see the same thing.
One of them sitting right here, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been wanting you to win. Because, like, I remember the first time, so reminiscent about you, because I remember a lot of first with you. Like, I remember hearing you sing for the first time and going, like, he's actually kind of good.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, we're not just fucking around right now. Like, he's
no,
good.
Sir.
And, I don't know, man, seeing your growth from, I don't know, singing in a practice room to that is, like,
Oh, that's real.
I've been ready for it. It's real. And seeing it is, like, really fulfilling because, like, I'm just like, it's just a homie doing what he wants to do, and he's living that life that he's always envisioned for himself. So, once again, I'm very, very proud of you, and I can't wait to see what's next. And I don't really care when it comes out because, like, I'm going to be there first in line, bro.
Right.
So,
awesome.
Damn.
Man, I appreciate you having me here, Brandon.
Always, dude.
And this is very, like, cool to see you doing this, seeing you freaking, bruh, because this is so you. Like, this is so you. Like, it makes so much, like, it's just crazy how life is just making this full, like, 360 circle.
Yeah,
like,
everybody's working.
Yeah, everybody's going to be successful, especially in that area. Like, our area, like, just, like, there's so many, like, blessed people, like, in that area, you know what I mean? That, like, are actually, like, smart and that are actually intelligent and that are, like, really gonna, like, make an impact in the world.
Yeah.
But it seems like, are all these people gonna be coming out of Marietta, Powder Springs? Like, what?
Seems that's
what
like it. Because, like, it's already started with a couple of people, like Draft Day, Austin Woods, like, a lot of people in our general area, general
It's like,
age.
What? Like, is everybody finna be popping out of... How did, like, is that what's gonna happen? Like,
can't stop greatness, bro.
It's like, it's crazy. It's just crazy to see. And I love it. I love to see the growth. I love to see the connections and love to see all of that. Like, it's beautiful.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? It's an effect that's just gonna keep
it's a butterfly's going, effect, baby. Bro.
It's gonna keep
the small things
down.
Gonna turn into something big.
Yes, sir.
I love that.
Yes, right, sir.
Tylan, where can anybody follow you? It's gonna be links in the description all over, but
yep,
like,
but you can follow me on Instagram at Tylan.Jones. You can follow me on Twitter at TylanJones15, Snapchat TylanJones15.
Yeah.
My website again, TylanJones.Weebly.com. Yes, merch sir. Coming soon.
Yes, sir. Ski.
Butterflies Effect out on all platforms.
It's all out there.
All out there.
All of those are going to be in the description. I want to thank everybody for watching, listening. Tylan, thank you for coming.
Yes, sir.
This is not going to be the last time you're on here. This is the second time. If you want to listen to the first one to get more information on his life, definitely go to Spotify, Apple, listen to that interview. It's a great interview. That was a fun day.
It was a great
vibes. It was a great
vibes.
Day. Straight vibes.
Vibes.
But thank you again, guys, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.